Fake him Shane.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Pete from Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base with Richard here, Senior. Seeing right now.
What's this regarding?
I'd spoken to you guys earlier in the year. I didn't speak to Richard, but we finance equipment, and you know, we're circling back to, it's about to be Section 179 time. We're seeing if you guys are planning to write off any equipment.
Okay, hold on a second. Hello, this is Dick.
Hey, Dick. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, just hi. What can I do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to circle back with you guys here. We had been in contact earlier in the year. It was June. Regarding equipment financing, and you're taking advantage of Section 179 this year, based on the summer.
Yeah, well, as it turned out, with that financing on that particular equipment, it turned out that I was a little cash flush, so I just went ahead and financed it myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so okay. The purchase is done, and I think we're done until after the first of the year now.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Yeah. What'd you get? A new CNC or something? I think I remember.
Yeah, I bought another Hawes Super Speed. Yeah.
And did you go straight from just buy it straight from the financer? I mean, right for the vendor, Hog?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, I'll circle back with you.
I actually personally financed it. The company's paying me interest.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you work that out?
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. How'd you get that deal?
Well, I just loaned the company money, and they're paying me back personally.
Really?
I've done that in the past because I don't really make anything on what I have in the bank, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a way better investment on your end.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'll circle back with you, Dick, after year end here. Do you typically do anything at the beginning of the year, or is it kind of too...
Well, probably toward the end of the first quarter, probably. If we do anything. I'm actually, even if I bought a machine now, I'd have to get rid of one to put it on the floor because I'm out of space and I'm out of electricity. So I'm kind of done right now.
All right. Yeah, no, that's good to hear, though. At least you're growing. Did you get a new one, or are you adding on?
Brand new. I got rid of an older one, an older VF2, and I bought a Super Speed to replace it. My guys like the Super Speeds with the through spindle coolant, so that's what we did.
Good. That's not a plasma table, is it?
No.
Turrets are different. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll circle back, sometime in January, late January, February for you. Just kind of touch base.
Yeah,
on
you
the same
can check,
thing.
But like I said, I don't hold out. I wouldn't hold out a lot of hope that we're going to do anything then either, because like I said, until I get rid of my tenant in my other building, I'm kind of done for right now.
Kind of stuck where you are.
Yeah, right.
Perfect. If you I know it's pretty far out, if you did have anything that you're looking at, or if you did have a need, or you just have to see at the time.
Well, yeah, it's going to depend on, first of all, how profitable we are after this election. That's the first thing. And secondarily, it's going to depend on what kind of work we're seeing from our customers as to what we might or might not need.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, we're a job shop, basically, so it kind of depends on...
You cater to the customer, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a lot of your work getting outsourced as a result of,
No, I don't. Actually, I have more work than I know what to do with right now,
really?
But I can't find anybody that could do it for me and make it the way I like it, so...
Wow. Yeah. Honestly, yeah, most machine shops and manufacturers in general are really hurting right now, so good for you.
That's what I heard. I heard that that's the case, and I actually went and tried to find some people to let a little work out, but they look at what I do, and apparently it scares the pants off of them. Nobody wants to take a crack at it. So,
what do you do that's different?
Well, we do a lot of thin-walled stainless steel. We do hermetic connectors. We also do fiber optic connectors. So it's a little different than what you might normally see. It's a lot of thin wall, and it's got triple start threads, and it has keyway broaching in it. And I guess they are, you know, they are, they look pretty impressive when you get them done. But, you know, if we were offering to help people, in fact, I offered some people, even I would give them my programs and everything, but they just shied from it. I don't know. I guess we must be damn good, I guess.
Is it risky for the, you know, is it something that'll break the machinery? It's just like
No. It just takes meticulous machine work and razor sharp cutters. You can't push a cutter. Once a cutter begins to dull, it has to come out of there and be replaced, or you'll lose your butt trying to deburr it, you know.
What kind of customers do you typically deal with? Because, you know, you're not making the same kind of, you know, producing
well,
the same.
I still got the first customer I ever had when I started in business. I worked for part of the old Consolidated Electrodynamics Corporation. Their vibrometer division ended up in the hands of a customer that I had when I first started, who was Sensortronics, which has since sold out to Vishay Group, French mm-hmm. company. But I'm doing vibrometers, cases, and bobbins, and I'm also doing some load cells for them. And then I have the company that I worked for before I started my own shop. That's Hi-Rel Connectors out in Claremont. They're the number one in hermetics now, aerospace connectors.
We're in Claremont.
Claremont is a foothill community right on the eastern side of L.A. County.
Okay, I was thinking because we're in San Diego. We have a Claremont down here as well.
Oh, do you? Oh,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I was thinking that might be around the corner. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. No.
They're in Claremont up here. It's a foothill community. So on top of that, we've picked up Smith Aerospace. We started working for their fiber optics division, and they handed us off to three other divisions. So we actually have four divisions of Smith we're working for now.
Fiber optics and, you know,
metal. We're doing that, but we're also doing micro D connectors and bracketing and mounting plates, and we do all kinds of stuff for them, and they seem to like us. So, and I like that they do. And then we do a little bit of work for the Navy also. So
you get some
we're ISO approved now, so that's brought some new business into us.
No, it's definitely good to get those government contracts. I think our defense budget actually was increased this year.
Yeah. Well, if Hillary wins, you'll see that defense budget go out the window. So
really?
I may be selling all this stuff for boat anchors by the end of the year. You know?
Hey, you never know. It's definitely not the first time I've heard that, Dick. I've had people tell me that, you know, contingent on the decision of the election here, they might even be closing shop down, moving out.
Yeah, a lot of my colleagues are headed for Texas and Arizona. California is a mean place to do business right now, as you probably know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it really is. We got a lot of regulations here that, you know, especially in your industry, kills you.
Yeah,
environmental, you know, bills and all that crap was passed.
Yeah, you'd think that my coolant that I use was hydrofluoric acid or something, the way they want to get all in here and monitor the coolant use and disposal and all. Yeah, I just take it out and dump it on the railroad track, right? So,
Hey, don't say that too loud.
Yeah, right. They'll be out there doing drilling on the railroad track. But anyway, that's where we are, and that's what we're doing. So if you want to check back, maybe around February, March, somewhere in there, check with us. We'll see where we are. But I really kind of doubt that we're probably going to be doing anything then. We really our equipment is pretty first cabin already. We've replaced all the older clunkers and everything now is bright and shiny. So I don't know.
Do you typically borrow money at all for projects, or do you just use your line of credit at your bank?
I have a credit line, and I don't even touch that. I'm actually cash flush.
Talking to the guy that just bought his new CNC in cash, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you know. You have to be careful about paying interest, because interest gets gets crazy sometimes. You know, you can't make anything by banking your money, but they don't. But they sure want to charge you when you borrow it. So.
Now I get a lot of customers that have loans and are trying to take a loan from us to pay off their loans, and you know, you don't want to tell. Basically, that's, I want to say, 70% of everybody that reaches out to me asking for some sort of business loan is using it to pay off other business loans. And
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you no, I'm not going to let you do that. You know, I wouldn't make any money then, but at the same time, it's like these people have no idea what they're doing.
Well, I got to tell you, my wife and I live pretty frugally, you know. Pretty much, basically, if you saw me going to, other than the fact that I drive a Mercedes-Benz, you probably wouldn't think that I own and run a company of this caliber, because we still live the same way we always lived, and we're pretty happy. So, we try not to over encumber the company at all.
Yeah, no, I have people paying interest on interest. I have people taking out loans and then paying them off and paying off previous loans, and they're paying interest on interest, and you know, they think it's the smart thing to do, and they're just shooting themselves in the foot. But you know, I'm not going to tell them in here. I'm not going to have them like, "Hey, stop! You can't do that. Don't do it."
Well, you need to loan money to make money. So yeah, I wouldn't think so. But no, we really have a very limited need for money outside the company.
All right.
And, so that's what we do, and it seems to have served us pretty well thus far.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how long have you guys been around for? It sounds like a while.
32 years.
See, there you go. You don't, you know, you don't stay around that long making the bad decisions.
Well, like I said, and my daughter holds the purse for the company, and honestly, she can stretch a nickel into 15 cents. She just she is a financial wizard. In fact, she's the one that told me, look, instead of borrowing money from other people, why don't you just buy the equipment and we'll pay you the interest? I said, geez, honey, that's a good idea.
I usually don't get people that do that, that go down that venue, but, you know, smarter. No, that's definitely a smart way to do it. If you're going to get the equipment.
I'm lucky if they're paying me a percent and a half for what I have in the bank. And, you know.
You're getting like 5% from Huff?
Well, I don't charge them that much because it's my company. I charge them 3%, but that's double what I make in the bank. So
100%, yeah, it's 100% increase, man.
Right.
It's great. All right, hey, Dick, do you have an email? I'll just shoot you my contact info. You can just keep it on file for when I touch base with you in February.
Yeah, but you check back pretty often, so I don't think there'll be a problem there. And I really don't check my email because I get a ton of it, and I really don't.
All right. Okay. I'll circle back through first quarter.
All right, that'd be great. Okay.
Take care, Dick.
Talk to you later.
Have a good rest of your week. Bye-bye. Bye.